It's your girl, Mommy Dearest.
Hi, hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time.
It feels like it's been so long, but we did upload an episode last week, just late. It has been long since we've been in the studio.
Yeah.
We're giving Tato's place a break. We're giving you a rest.
He needs his own space.
He really does. We've been invading his space for so long.
So now we're at the studio, but we're at a different background. It's a different setting. Tell us which setting you prefer.
I don't know which one I prefer, actually.
I like
we'll see
both.
On camera. I like
both. We'll see how it, how it receives. You guys comment down below if you prefer this setting or the other one. Whether we change it or not is not up to us, though.
Yeah.
But just comment. Your comments would be nice. But anyways, a life update. Give us the tea.
Sheesh. Oh, I met my husband down at McDonald's.
Hey, bro.
This
was like 2 minutes ago, by the way. McDonald's, you know what to do. Carry on.
Why did I mention the brand? Anyway, yeah, while I was waiting for my hash brown and my D, my husband approached me. And I knew he was my husband the moment he opened his mouth and said, Nkosazana. I said, how? Sabona, in it? Yeah. Just kidding. I rejected him, guys. Even though he was so happy, he was so lovely.
Why?
Oh, panic attack! Like, let me go there. So, I was reading on live yesterday that something interesting happened to me, and it's been happening ever since I became single.
Yeah.
Right? Is I was walking through the mall, and a man approached me, and as he was approaching me, my eyes started to well up. My heart started beating fast. I was losing feeling in my limbs. I was about to faint. I was having a full on panic attack, and I couldn't get a word out to answer him when he greeted me. Right, it happened the first time. First guy approached me. It happened the second guy, third guy, fourth guy. It happened, right, and I went home just bawling in tears. Like, what's happening? And I realized that it was a genuine fear of relationships now. So even though my husband and if you're watching this even
sorry,
though he was my mind was telling me no, but my body was telling me he was a really good looking and he was like 6'3", 6'4", so he was really tall. But just the genuine fear of getting into another relationship.
But then why does
I was like I see
introducing yourself to someone equates relationship?
No, I think that's where my mind just goes automatically. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I know you're not approaching me to be my friend or get to know me.
She had 10 out of 10.
I mean, 10 is a bit of a stretch. I'm like a good 8. I still need a 6-pack and a million rand.
And then you'll be a 10.
Yeah, then I'll be a 10. But for now, I'm an 8, 7. You know what I'm saying? I'm around there. But yeah,
nice.
That's life updates. I'm genuinely fearful of
getting into a relationship. That's crazy business, eh?
Yeah.
Yo, what's my life update? Me, I'm not fearing anything, actually.
Really?
I think I'm just enjoying my singleness. Like, I'm genuinely enjoying my singleness. Yes. It's not like I'm looking for anyone to, like, approach me, or I'm looking to, like, when I'm saying enjoying my singleness, it's not that I'm, like, dating or getting to know people. I'm not getting to know anyone. I'm not dating anyone. No one is, like, I'm not, like, being courted by anyone. I'm not letting anyone court me, you know? But I think this just stems from the fact that I'm currently enjoying the season that I'm in. Mm-hmm. It actually feels so good. Like, my work ethic, I think I mentioned this, my work ethic, my energy levels, like, I'm pushing a lot, but I kind of feel like I am, like, a bit overworked, especially this week. I'm so exhausted, guys.
Yeah.
My body's actually physically sore.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday we left the set at what time? At, like, 12:30.
Cool. Yeah.
12:30. And we had to be up so early. I had to wake up earlier because I had to edit a video for a campaign. So it's just like, my life. It's very hectic, but I'm blessed. Thank you, Lord, for putting me in this season of busyness, because it's actually, one, it's fulfilling. Because, like, it's nice to be overworked and say, I'm fulfilled. But to be overworked and be like, oh my God, I hate what I'm doing.
Nah.
That's different.
And also, Lisa always says, you guys are going to see Lisa very soon. Wink,
you will.
She always says that you shouldn't complain about your plate being full when the plan was to eat.
Yeah, she does love saying that.
She does say it. It helps. Helps a lot. It's a very masculine way to think, Lisa.
She's very masculine on her own, but you'll get to know her. You'll get to know her. Ah, yeah, guys. So, yeah, we're eating over here. In terms of what, mental health, I'm good. I'm Gucci. My relationship with God, I'm so excited for Gracious Daughters month end. Someone commented, I was like, oh my God, guys, please come to Gracious Daughters.
And I saw that comment.
And I was like, child,
little do you know.
If you knew, I bought the tickets the moment they said the tickets are out, I had my ticket bought. So I'm excited to see everyone there. I'm so excited for what it has to bring. Yeah. So
I'm also excited, especially because of how you spoke about it the last time. It made me look forward to going.
Have you bought your ticket, my sister?
No. But I will. I got like, what, 2 weeks left? What's the date? I got 2 weeks. 15 days.
1 week.
I got 15 days.
One.
Isn't it on the 31st?
Yeah.
15 days. Come on. Let me decenter me in for a moment. Myself, I think... Yeah, no, I've been destabilized by that breakup, guys. I can't even lie. I can't even lie. I think... Because I've expressed many times that my one and only dream is to be a wife and a mother. Like, I don't... When it comes down to it, I'm going to drop all of this stuff ASAP when you know, that dream is fulfilled. And so, every time that I lose grip of the possibility, I just
you crumble.
Everything else, it's like the becomes goal, even more meaningless.
You start from square one. It's like you're working towards something. I feel like that's why it's harder for you to let go of relationships and why it's difficult for you to start new relationships. Because you're like, oh my God, I'm so close to my goal. If I beg a zel, I'll get there. But will you truly enjoy your goal if it's not with the right person? Because you said wife and mother. So imagine being
that's
a
the thing,
wife.
Like, oh my God, I want to be a mother, but unfortunately I have to be a wife. Do you know what I'm saying? Like... Given my beliefs and the way that, you know, I'm meant to live in Christ, I have to be a wife before I'm a mother. But the wife one...
Tad. My ex used to say that goals...
So much for decentering, man.
Goals are easy to attain, but the hardest goals to attain are the ones that are dependent on someone else. Those are the most difficult goals to attain. Because it's not dependent on you, it's dependent on someone else.
Yeah, and it especially is dependent with, like, on. But also me, actually, let me also hold myself accountable for a little bit. I knew it was
It's not going where it's supposed to go.
I knew it was doomed from the beginning. I knew it was... But I still...
Hey, now, okay.
And the thing is, I'm a very calculated person. So, I knew from jump. And as, you know, as time went by, every month I realized it's going further and further down the drain. What the hell am I still doing here, right? But the heart is desperately wicked. Desperately wicked. So I think maybe just actualizing my calculations instead of just making them theoretical, primarily theoretical, just live out those calculations. Because I know things for what they are. I can tell who somebody is from jump, or I can tell when something's going south from jump, or something's going to be successful from jump. It's just living that out and, you know what I'm saying, practicalizing those theories or those calculations that I suck at.
Everybody sucks at. But so don't beat yourself up.
No, I was holding myself accountable.
And be willing to start again.
Hell no. I'm good. I'm so good. What do you mean? What's your favorite color? What?
This girl. Yeah. Oh my God.
What's your surname? What's your shoes like? I can't do it again.
I genuinely feel like she's being so overdramatic because
no, I'm not
the most exciting season in a relationship is the season where you're getting to know the person.
For me, it's the season where we are establishing Uti. Lentole is a forever thing. That honeymoon, it's get to know each other. No, in a matter of fact, if it happens, very unlikely, if it happens that I do decide to re-enter the dating space, I'm going to release a PDF. One PDF
that says everything
has
about
everything
you.
About me, the basics. The other PDF is a Q&A for you. You fill it out before we go on our first date so that by the time we link, I know all the things that I'm supposed to know, and we can just
You just
push by now.
You just drive.
It's time,
man,
to pop out the babies.
Highway. Highway. Yeah. I feel like
that's what it is.
I feel like that's how it was back in the day, wasn't it? Like your parents were basically, yes, the PDF that told you about you, and his parents are the PDF that told them about
some
him.
Some of our arranged marriage, came, actually.
Bruh, I always said I wouldn't be against an marriage. I wish my mom knew people whose sons are marriageable. Like, honestly, please.
Is marriageable a word?
It should
you
be.
You created it again.
It should be.
You created a new word.
Marriageable
again
is a word. Let me.
It's
actually,
not.
Nah.
It's not a word, guys. Please. She's back. She's back to being
married.
What's the word? Her pioneer self.
It is a word.
No way.
Marriageable.
Say psych right now.
It is a word.
No, just because you typed it in notes.
I didn't
and
type
she typed it in,
look,
notes
look,
and
look,
just
look,
because
look,
it doesn't
look,
have
look,
the.
Look.
The underline. No.
To finish it.
Google it.
To finish it. It's a word.
There's no marriageable.
It is a word. She's just a hater. But marriageable is a word.
I forgot my password. Is she about my toxic relationship? Which
it's a word.
My password.
They just Googled. It's a word.
Suitable for marriage, especially being wealthy. Okay, congratulations.
You like the definition matches my context.
No. She probably said it without knowing that it's a real word.
I knew it was a real word. Like, I think I've probably heard that word 10 times. But anyways. Okay. Yes.
I learned a new word today. Awesome.
Marriageable. Yeah, so guys, be marriageable. Let's dive into how I girl chat.
I keep forgetting my password. Leave toxic relationships.
Girl,
toxic,
if y'all knew what
you
this girl
your password
just did.
Every 2 days.
You see what this girl did? Okay.
Leave them. Immediate effect.
But this is deep. This is another. Our girl chat today is very self-reflectory. That
reflective.
Should be a word as well. Self-reflective. our girl chat today is very self-reflective. So basically, I chose the topic, what's the hardest thing about being your age?
Mm-hmm.
So for context, I'm 21, she's 21.
22.
When are you turning 22? Have you turned? Oh, you did. She did. Oh my God, she did. Yes, I literally, the flashback came. She did turn 22. I'm so sorry.
I have no words.
I'm so sorry.
My face says it all. Yeah.
Y'all are going to eat me up in these comments. But anyways, she's 22, I'm 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's the hardest thing about being 22?
I think, establishing a career, number one, I think that's the mm-hmm. first thing that comes to mind. Because everybody wants to be somebody, I think. Well, I'm lying. No, let me stop speaking for the general public. I don't care about establishing a career. I don't want to be anybody.
Thing about Kaya being 22?
Identity. I think I mentioned in the last episode when we were talking about grief that I've had to grieve the versions of myself in the past that I loved, you know? The naive Kaya was the happiest Kaya because I was happy-go-lucky like me. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Or this is what it is. Like, I'm happy. I'm in love. And then when reality hits you in your 20s, you see the world for what it is. You have to put on, you know, you have to develop thick skin. Mm-hmm. And having developed thick skin, it's made me not give people the benefit of the doubt. It's made me harder on people. It's made me completely closed off. And that's a version of myself that is unrecognizable, you know. So having to readjust to readjust to your world expanding, because I think that's what it is. And also just making your personality and your identity malleable to the time. Naive Kaya would have not survived now. Happy-go-lucky Kaya would not have survived now. Nice Kaya would not have survived now. Do you know what I'm saying? And although she's great and she may resurface in future, she needs to be put in the back burner for now. And the person who needs to come forward now is the person who's more adamant about their boundaries, the one who's a no-nonsense taker, the person who's quick to cut people off, who's not afraid to burn bridges also. And it's not a pleasant place to be, and it's not a pleasant place to show up in the world, but it's absolutely necessary, especially now in your 20s, where it's all or nothing. It's make or break. It's you know, man versus man, God for us all. Each man for himself, God for us all.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm at. That's the most difficult thing.
Yeah. For me, the most difficult thing about being 21 is separating who Mpo is for others and who Mpo is for herself.
Okay.
So in a sense of like the fact that like when you grow up, people have expectations on you and you tend to act and do and make certain decisions based off people's expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, every decision I've done was influenced by people's expectations of me. I've always been intelligent, always been this, always been that. Go do physics, go do pure maths because yeah. you can do it. You're smart, you're this,
yeah.
You're going to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. Do physics. I think the only decision I'd made for myself was taking accounting in high school because I had a whole argument about it with my mom to the point that I frauded myself into taking accounting.
Yeah.
So I made her sign the subject document, right?
Yeah.
And I made her sign two. So the first one said geography. So it was physics, life science, pure math, geography.
Yeah.
I made her sign that one, right? And she read that one, right? And then I was like, oh my God, something happened. Some, just sign quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was the one with the accounting in it. Mm-hmm. So she didn't realize she's signing for me to do accounting. Mm-hmm. And that's how I ended up doing accounting. Because like we're arguing about it and she was not letting me be. I was like, oh my God, I want to be a doctor, yeah, but yeah. I just enjoy accounting.
Yeah.
So that also was like a decision. Even my accounting, taking accounting decision, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was between visual arts and accounting. But the reason why I chose accounting was because my accounting teacher was very adamant about me doing it because he was like, oh my God, you are so good at it. You are so good at it. Mm-hmm. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah.
So most of my decisions in life have been because of like other people's expectations of me. Mm-hmm. Even going to varsity and doing accounting. My high school teachers called me in the morning my results came out and said, which university are you going to go to? Because I was accepted everywhere.
Yeah.
So which university are you going to go to? And I was like, I'm not sure. Where were you accepted for accounting? I'd only applied for accounting in two universities.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, three. Stellenbosch, Wits, and UJ. Yeah. But UJ was the only one I applied for CA stream accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, go there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the CA stream accounting. And my highest mark in matric was my accounting mark.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like decisions influenced by people.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm like, okay, I finally got this degree to make everybody happy. I've made you all happy.
Mm-hmm.
What does Mpo want to do now?
Yeah.
Like, what is it that I... So it's very hard. Like, so I don't know whether I'm doing accounting because it's genuinely something I'm passionate about and it's where I see myself.
Yeah.
I'm doing it because it's an expectation because she's capable of doing it.
Mm-hmm. And we did have this conversation about, you know... when you grow up young, what did that lady say?
I don't know.
From Girlship, I'm black, bold, and something. I'm black, bold, and brave.
when you grow up, brave.
Dynamic. You know, you grow up beautiful, smart, talented, skilled. A lot of people see. They see their dreams in you.
Yes.
Their dreams coming to life. In you, and so they project those things onto you that you should be this because
you are
smart, or you should do this because you're beautiful and because you're tall. You should be a model. I have a cousin of mine who's stunning. She's really tall. She's beautiful. She has an amazing build, and she has a model's build. And everybody says, "Why don't you model? Why don't you model?" She couldn't care less. I wish I had that bravado to say, "I don't care. I'm gonna do what I want." And unfortunately, we both fell into. Making decisions inspired by other people's dreams for us.
Mm.
And I agree with you. It is a difficult thing to navigate because there's not even risk. There's the inevitability that you're going to disappoint the people in your life.
Yeah.
You know, and my mom, surely her hearing me say my dream is to be a wife and a mom, she must be having a heart attack wherever she is. She better not watch this episode. She's probably thinking, yo, mtanami ngaze ngamosha yonke into in my life. Because my mom worked so hard for us to put us through school and all of these things. And
here you are.
Yeah, I am.
Madam wife. Madam wifey.
So you do actually risk disappointing your loved ones or the people who believe in you, you know.
You see, the bravery to be able to do that, bruh. Like, I've had so many times where I felt like literally cutting off everyone from my family. Like,
everyone?
Every single person, even my mom. Like, especially this year, I've had, like, those feelings, like, three times or four times where I just wanted to cut off everyone. Because literally everyone, even friends who are trying to project things off of me, I literally wanted to like take my phone, change my number, get a place, rent it out and disappear and just do me.
Yeah.
Because like it's so overwhelming dealing with people's expectations. Like family expectations. Just because, oh, first to go and do accounting and graduate. Hey, so I need to see it through. First to do, like so many family expectations. I'm like, do it yourself. Like I'm in the season of like, if you really want an accountant, go and be the accountant of the family.
Yeah.
If you really want this, go and do it. But it's so hard to get the courage to actually act out on those like feelings, those deep feelings. Ah, it's so exhausting, guys. It's so exhausting being great. Oh my God.
I should have seen that coming. There's no way Mbo doesn't end the rant with some, as in,
some offside. Yeah, no shame. It is truly exhausting being great.
But did she lie? She may tell a joke.
I like, but I didn't tell a lie. I really didn't tell a lie.
Okay. That's literally the only thing that I could think of that makes being in your 20s incredibly difficult for me. It's the only one. Only one I care about. I have very few cares in the world, I've come to realize. You know, we actually recently shot Girls Night In, and we were playing a game. And while we were playing this game, I realized how much I don't care about anything, because we were split into teams.
Oh, the rating one. Yes,
and Paul was on, she was on the other team with Kutlano, and I was with Michelle. And Michelle is also very competitive. All three of them were competitive, and I'm just here chilling, and we're losing. Michelle and I are losing, and she's devastated, and she can't, you know, and I just realized, wow, this means nothing to me. Like, you guys are cheating the game, like, and it's a small example, but it paints, it gives aspect to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
That really and truly my cares are very little.
Very, very little.
Very little.
I think I have one care, is to be great at everything I do. That's literally my care. So if
do you know how massive of a care that is?
But like if I...
To be great at everything, do you know?
Yeah. If I want to be a mom, like if I'm a mother, I'm doing motherhood. I want to be the greatest mother. If I'm doing being someone's wife, I'm going to be the best wife. The greatest
in comparison to, because I feel like those words.
Okay, for me, like for, it's not in comparison to anyone, but what my version of what I would have wanted motherhood to be like for me, I want to attain that.
Mm-hmm.
What my version of what I want to be for my husband,
mm-hmm.
I want to attain that.
Yeah.
My version of what I want to do in whatever career path I pursue, I want to attain that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, but anyways, I'm not even stressed. It's a care, but it's not a stress, because I serve a living God, and God just, like, guys, anything I put my hand on is blessed.
I know that's right.
I don't know, it's an anointing, I can't control it.
Like, I know that's right.
Whatever, even if I do it by mistake, like my hand touches someone by mistake.
You're so gassed.
I tell you, do you know the power?
I love how energetic you are today.
I just go,
how am I?
Doop, and greatness. Right there.
I know, that's right. As it should be.
And you know, it also reflects on the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I'm in a relationship, bruh, I make the biggest impact in my ex's lives. Like, I do the most. I really do the most. Like, I'll get you career-driven. Like, you wake up with a new enthusiasm for life, because you can see how amazing I'm doing. You're just like, I want to match her energy. You know, and you match my energy. Like, I support. Oh, my God. No, let's not get into how amazing I am. But anyways, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know what to say to that. I really
it's
don't.
It's just a joke. It's just a joke.
Okay. You're not joking.
No. Let's play today's game. Let's play today's game.
But I'm in total agreement. I think you don't leave a place the same.
Yeah.
You leave it better than you found it.
I like doing that. It's my cup overflows, guys. I want you to experience God the way I experience
God.
So well
to be this heavy in singleness. I'm dying.
It's the power of the spirit. It's the power of the spirit. I am an advocate for God is great, y'all. God is so good. My season of darkness. Y'all see me so excited like this and see me excited every day on the couch and think, oh my God, her life must be amazing. You'll see soon.
I agree.
Y'all will see our lives very soon. But when you see our lives, you'll realize that actually it's not as amazing as we make it out, or as you see it. But just because we carry our, how do you put it? We carry our scars with so much grace that they actually become very beautiful. Do you get me? Yeah. Yeah. I spit.
I don't like you, dude. I don't like you. You do that to me every episode. Where it's like, I'm at a loss for words.
I need to write a book. Guys, I should write these things down. I want a motivational quote.
They should maybe put an extra page in the Bible. Specifically for
Umpo's sayings. Let's go. 1, 2.
Okay, guys. Oh, goodness.
Let's go into today's game.
I actually don't know what today's game is. She just told me to put together 8 random words. So that's exactly what I did. You go ahead and explain.
It's kind of like a game of 30 seconds. Can our team there at the back please have like a timer for us? 30 seconds.
Thank you.
So it's a game of 30 seconds. So basically how you win is, don't cheat when you describe, please, my sister. So I'm going to describe words to her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And wait, which way must we do it? Should we do it like the words you guess correctly? Those are your points.
Mm-hmm.
Or should we do it the words I managed to describe to you correctly are my points? Which way?
No, the words I guess correctly.
Okay, the words she guessed. So basically, the words she will guess correctly in 30 seconds, the number of words she can guess correctly are her points. The number of words I can guess correctly are my points.
Number of words in 30 seconds?
In 30 seconds.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So we have like 8 words. So I don't know if we're going to get like...
I think she doesn't...
Okay, let's do it 60. How is 60 seconds?
60 is a lot.
45?
Yeah, 45.
45 seconds.
Because I don't think you know this about me, but it takes a very long time for me to defrost.
My sister.
It's in the morning. To me, anything before 2 p.m. is in the morning.
That's true. Kaya starts her day at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just so you're aware.
Yeah.
Like, don't call her, don't text her, don't try find her before 1.
So, about my 30 seconds, my brain is still...
It's still frozen. You'll survive.
It's okay, let's do it.
Survive. Let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh my god. You know what I used? I used a random word generator. So you start for 45 seconds. The moment I say go, you start. Okay. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh my god. I even forgot these words because I did it like in the middle of the night. Tired. Okay, let's go. 3, 2, 1, start. Okay, when you're on a podium, you give a
speech.
Yes. Dog.
Dog walk a dog.
Like when
dog
you when hug, when dog. When you put two dogs together, you are doing what? Like when the dogs are making kids. What is it called?
Girl, that better not be no doggy star now.
No. Kaya, please be serious. Please be serious.
Dog.
Like a type of dog, like a golden retriever, a pit bull. What is that? What is that, Kaya?
A pet.
Oh my god.
Girl.
Oh my god, can the people at the back? Yes, thank you. Thank you.
What?
Boy, opposite?
Girl.
Okay. When you the president is in a position of what?
Power. Authority.
Leadership.
Leadership. What? Mixed breed?
No, it said breed. Just breed. I wanted the word breed. Like when you put dogs together, it's breeding.
Yeah, you should have asked me that at 9 p.m.
This girl, oh my god. Okay, you got
that
speech
didn't even cross
and girl.
My mind. I'm just like, as soon as you said, what do two dogs do in there? I'm like, girl.
Don't be. It's too early for your mind to be there in the gutter. It's too early for your mind to be in the gutter, girl. Like, you're not defrosted, but that's what you can first. Hell no. Do better.
Wife and a mother. Wink, wink.
We see her priorities. Oh, child. Oh, child.
Goodness.
Oh, you have me so stressed. I think we'll try. We'll do like 2 rounds because I gotta give you a second chance.
I don't care for a second chance. Okay, we can start the timer.
Okay.
It's on the clock. It shows the
time.
Yeah. My God. Can you stand the
rain?
What do you wear on your feet?
Rain boots.
No. Basic.
Rain shoes.
Remove rain
shoes.
Yes. It's what women turn houses into
homes.
Yes. The primary color red,
yellow, blue, green.
Mm-mm.
Red, yellow,
yes.
Blue.
You said red, didn't
you? Say
I
red.
Said, ooh.
Oh, girl,
my God. Still defrosting. Somebody who's in charge of you at work is known as your
boss.
We work to attain
success.
No, we work to get the thing to pay for stuff. Oh, what do you use to pay for things? She won, eh?
Money.
Okay, you never say it like that.
She beat you. I mopped the floor. How many did I get?
I don't know.
Rain.
Shoe, home. Boss. Yeah.
Okay. Four is good.
Basically
enough.
All of them.
Part of two. I'm up the floor.
I'm up the floor.
Do better, guy. Round two.
Maybe you should play with somebody who's actually competitive.
You know what?
Yeah.
Get the drama.
Like, who's our next guest? You can play against them.
Kaya needs incentive. I really don't. To win. Like, she needs incentive. Like,
I know when you grow up a winner, you can't tell the difference anymore.
excuses.
You even like, you know, I in grade six, I even stopped caring for exams. I had to give other kids a chance to get that trophy. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Yeah. Even when I played sports, sometimes I would just walk around the court. Shine,
do your thing.
It's okay.
Experience the spotlight at least once in your life. Okay, let me give you a. Again, I want to give you.
Oh, you're giving me another chance?
Yeah.
Oh, you're giving yourself another opportunity to win. That's yes. What it is. You don't yes. Even. Exactly. Yes.
Hey. Link. Okay. Hey. Are ready? 3, 2, 1, go. A person who thingies are orchestra songs, like they
nigga,
like, write them.
Do you think that word is in the front of my mind? A composer.
Yes. 1, 2,
I can't even love. Oh, home first, red.
When you are a winner, you are in the Olympics. First, second, third. What is that called?
What?
Like first, second, third. Okay, when you put something above, yo, I don't even know what to say anymore.
Gold, silver, bronze.
What is that? Like when people you do art, like, ooh. Yes, thank you. Mm. Oh,
didn't
wow.
Even cross my mind.
Wow.
Not even when you put, like, stop the timer. Stop. There's an unfair thing that's happening here. I gave her words like shoe. Home. Huh? Love. Yes. She comes with composer.
Rank.
Okay. Now I'm gonna give you.
I said I used the word generator, like an app, like literally. So composer rank. I didn't even get to
I may
forge.
Not be competitive, well, but I sure am vengeful.
Well, you gotta get forged. Would you have forge, gotten forged?
It's in the morning.
What is the other one? Gradual. Were you gonna get gradual?
No, let me show you my list of words. Let me read my list of words out to you. And I'll show you how. Time, loo, love, color. Baby, rain, shoe, feet, home, red, girl, no, boss, money, cry. Composer, rank, breed.
Gradual.
Forge.
Speech. There's girl. I got girl too.
Let's move on to the long topic. I'm
Okay, guys. Today's long topic is the search for meaning in a circular world.
Behind the scenes, I just saw a hand do this. So actually, that was my cue. Go ahead.
For meaning in a gradual world.
In a secular world.
Circular. You see, gradual is now stuck in my head. It's also early, guys.
Mm-hmm. What happens when you think too hard? Think too hard.
Okay. So, the meme.
This stupid dress is giving me a lustro.
You
there
have data, my sister. You have data.
Yes.
Please Google what circular means for the people. For the people and me.
But you explained it yesterday, Amos.
I did, but like, do you understand what time it was? This was me at midnight, yo. I'm with Kaya in the room. They on live. I'm there, busy typing out the topics for today. Hey, oh, can you see our work, Kiki? Work life dynamic.
Hey, man. I'm just here for vibes at this point.
She's just here for vibes.
Bam, bam. When you say circular, nah?
S-E.
Yes, that's secular. I keep telling you.
Secular. Secular.
Yes. Not having any connection with religion.
Mm. So basically, a search for meaning in a world where you don't have a connection with religion. So these are basically my talking points, right? Mm-hmm. So we define what secularism means.
Think too hard.
Okay.
It started with the game. No, it started with marriageable.
Okay. So
secular, okay. Yes. We define secular.
Okay, so basically, okay, let's give context. So how does traditional religion help in giving a person meaning?
What do you mean by traditional religion?
So, like, religions such as Christianity, Islam, mm-hmm. Buddhism, what are those other things? Mormonism. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a religion. Mormonism. What's the other one? Scientology.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do those different types of religions help people, like, define themselves and give meaning? You can give us context in terms of Christianity.
Sure. I wish. Okay, I'm going to try not to allude to the next episode's long topic, right? Mm. But when we define personhood, community is often involved there, right? So religion gives you community, and thus that community has its own value systems and its own moral compass. The way that they define morality, let me say that instead, and did I say tradition, culture, morality, all of that is involved within a religious system, and that grounds you within that community, if that makes sense. So a lot of Christians, if you grow up in the church, you know less about yourself outside of the Word of God, more so about what the Word of God says about you, right? And that's a function of the scripture that's been given in that religion. Do you know what I'm saying? So that forms your identity. Your religion and what your religion is based upon forms your identity, and also your identity, and also how the community, how you interact with that Christian community. I do think, though, when I looked at today's long topic, it reminded me of a girl on TikTok where she was talking about her being approached by somebody who was from God the Mother. Have you ever heard of that church, aka cult? But anyway. God the Mother, and the person asked her what her views are on religion, and she immediately responded by saying, I've never even considered religion. That blew my mind. I wasn't aware that there are people who don't consider religion at all. It doesn't play a role in their life. The idea that there is a higher power and that there is a purpose and that, you know, you are to obey these moral laws and so on. I didn't know people just live, right? So that's why today's topic is so interesting for me, because all I've ever known is Christianity. All I've ever known is God. All I've ever known is the Bible and scripture and religion as a whole. I'm familiar with Islam. I'm familiar with Judaism. I'm familiar with Mormonism. I'm familiar with Hinduism. Hello. But yeah.
I hear your chat. I genuinely hear your chat, because it's a thing of, like, you see, like, meaning for me, like, meaning, like, what it means to me. It's, like, basically, like, what is, like, your purpose of living?
Okay.
You know, and you see, like, with traditional religion, each religion tells you what it is, why it's the reason you live. You know, yeah. I know that there's a religion where, I don't want to say it's Buddhism and I'm not sure. So I'm just going to say there's a religion where basically you live to make better decisions for your next life. So if you do good in this life, when you're reincarnated, you'll be reincarnated in a better life, you know. So, like, if you do bad, you can even be reincarnated into an animal because you did bad. So you need to start from scratch.
Who's to say you have not been reincarnated right now? I have such a bone to pick with all of that.
Basically, that's what it means. So the product of the life you're living now is your life is a product of your past self. So the lot you were dealt at birth is a product of your past self. So if you find yourself in a situation where you are poor, you know you're not happy with the way life is.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It probably means that in your past self probably murdered someone. I don't know. You did something bad. You did something horrendous, and that's why this is the lot you're dealt. So, like, even animals. So, if you see a dog, if you see a pig, chances are, in their past selves, they're actually human beings that did things that were so horrendous to a point that they were incarnated into an animal. So, there's some religions that, there's a religion that believes in that. So, and then you have Christianity, where basically our meaning comes from being the disciples of God, mm-hmm. basically God's disciples, you know, shining the light of the world, you know, acting in a way that is like Christ, you know. So that's where our values and belief systems now are based off that, you know. So if you can, basically, what I'm trying to get at is religion kind of is a different way to express your morality.
Okay.
If you notice, like, the pattern with different religions is being moral.
Yeah.
It's just that what they define morality as and what they deem good and bad is, that's what's different. So now a person now who is living in a circular world and is trying to find meaning in a circular world,
mm-hmm.
how would they then define their compass of what morality is? What is their incentive for acting good?
Okay.
Because religion gives you an incentive to be a good person.
Shoot, I have so many things to say. One, I think everybody, in a sense, wants to, or we're all looking for hope that there is more than what this is, right? And in that pursuit of hope, we sort of accommodate the idea of eternal return, which are things like reincarnation or hell and heaven or ancestors, and all of these things are all forms of accepting the idea of eternal return, that you can do better than what you're doing now. And that's sort of my logical, that's the logical side of me coming in and saying, you know what, actually, that doesn't make sense that the eternal return even is a thing, because if it was, would we not then remember? Do you get? And so that's why I've been having such a tussle with faith lately. Not to say that, you know, not to say that my faith in Christ is dwindling, but the particulars of it. Also, I'm going to revert to our girl chat topic. What's so difficult about being this age is that there are a lot of beliefs, values, and ideas that you will have to deconstruct in your 20s, because you realize they were imposed, or even if they weren't imposed, you learnt about them without having asked questions. So I'm in the phase where I'm asking questions about my faith, so that, you know, one, it can be firmer, two, I can answer people who have the same questions. So that idea of eternal return for me is a linear one. It goes nowhere. No, it's a circular one, sorry. It goes nowhere. And then people who don't have the foundation of religion or don't even make consideration for religion, how do you establish morality, right? And funny enough, this is actually very, you know, has a lot to do with a podcast that I was listening to. Let me it now. It said, well, the title of the podcast is, give me a second. It is the, using one hand is so difficult. It was such a, and I had no idea why I chose this one in particular. I just felt, you know, the need to listen to it. Give me a second. It's called The Nature of Evil. Tell me about it. And so it was a group of philosophers that got together, and people who do theater, who got together to try and define what evil is, right? And you have the traditional definition of evil, which is the absence of good. And then you have sort of the scholar view of evil, which is, well, let me say, more extreme view of evil. To, we would make examples of Hitler and who else? Hitler is the first person who comes to mind, or the people who commit genocides, are the people who are actively seeking to harm, right? Who have no consideration for their fellow human being. But a philosopher named Hannah Arendt gives an interesting definition to evil. I'm getting to the whole morality thing. Give me a second. She gives an interesting definition to evil, and she says, evil is the inability to think. I was like, hey, wait a minute, what does that mean, right? And she refers to the internal dialogue that is necessary for a person to have in order for them to show up as good in the world. And that internal dialogue involves consideration of the other human being. So you must negotiate, you must be able to negotiate with yourself in your interactions with people so that it turns out well for them. Does that make sense? So people like Hitler don't have that internal dialogue. They just have volition and they move on volition. They make no consideration for how it can turn out good for their fellow human being. So I think that would be a good way for somebody who's not religious to then establish a moral compass. Mm. Do I have this internal dialogue that allows me to negotiate with myself even in moments where I feel like I am justified for acting in a negative manner, but by virtue of having that internal dialogue, I neutralize those bad thoughts in order to show up as good to the person, or that the situation turns out good for the other person.
It's basically the definition of ethics. Yeah. So in accounting, I tell you, you will never write any test from your first year till probably your ITC or your APC,
yeah,
where they don't basically give you an ethical situation, because like the foundation of being an accountant is ethics, right? So ethics is defined as good for self and other.
Mm-hmm.
So that also comes into like morality as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So making decisions that aren't good for, and that aren't just good for
mm-hmm.
yourself, but are good for the other person.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just how inherently we do not act in that manner inherently. Mm-hmm. It's the internal dialogue that happens.
Because
mm-hmm. your initial instinct is to do something that benefits you.
Absolutely.
And then now when you have that internal dialogue, that's when now you actually think, okay, this thing that benefits me, how does it then impact the people around me?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's just how society has operated for a very long time, minus the few exceptions of people that don't have internal dialogue. Example, Hitler, mm-hmm. you know. But then how do you now, who's to say, now, this is a question that's like come to my head.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say people with the foundation of religion act in a way that is more like have that internal dialogue?
I think people who have the foundation of religion are the most immoral people. I think so. A lot of the good people I've met are actually non-believers. Yeah. They are atheists, right? Because they care about how they show up in the world. Again, they are aware of community, they are aware of environment, they are aware of circumstance, they are aware of life as it is, right? Again, this is such a hot take. I do think people with the foundation of religion happen to be the most immoral, because they use religion as a scapegoat.
Yes.
Because I'm forgiven, and because there's a higher power who sees me more than what I am right now, I'm merely human, you know? A lot of religious people use that. And so that's why I'm going to, you know, keep pounding on that internal dialogue for people who don't have the foundation of religion. Because also, I studied the book of Romans, right?
Mm.
Written by the Apostle Paul. And he makes a very interesting, he has a very interesting revelation about the law, right? And how the law actually inspired sin, because, a pastor that I forgot which pastor it was, he made an example about two doors. If there's a door that said don't go through your stuff only, wada wada, or danger, khafar, wada wada, and then there's a door that doesn't have that label, we are more likely to want to look through that door. And so that's what the law does. The law inspires you to see how far can I push it, you know? And religion has law. Or religion is based on law. That's why I think Christianity, real Christianity, is lawless. It's not religion, right? But anyway.
No, the Bible does actually allude to that.
Yes.
Like,
in the book of Romans it does.
It, like, basically the Old Testament was the law.
Yeah.
That was when your gate to heaven or hell was how well you followed the law, you know. And then basically the reason why this law was established, which is your 10 commandments, you know, the law, the reason being for that law to be established was to basically give light to your imperfections. to show you that you aren't able to follow the law.
Yes.
That is why it was. So your salvation isn't based off whether you follow the law or not.
Absolutely.
You see, that was what the point of the Old Testament was. But the thing is, people don't understand that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Religion gives way to immorality.
It, and also, I think also like,
sheesh,
there's a thin line.
That is a really hot take.
There's a thin line between
whoever's our editor. Peggy.
And also, that is, there's also a thin line between like religion and cult.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who are like so religious, very religious people, tend to, they're the least open-minded people. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's why circular people who believe in circularism and just basically say, I'm just living my life,
mm-hmm.
take into consideration others. People in religion are so narrow-minded, and it's like it's their way or no way.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know if their way is right or wrong, but they're so right, mm-hmm. about their way, and it's no way. And that's why like religion was used to conquer empires, mm-hmm. to spill blood. Like it was like the... We have a reason. We are right for coming and colonizing Africa. Mm-hmm. They don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it was like weapon. It's weaponized in so many instances.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's weaponized. It's also reason to kill people, guys. Oh, guys. Oh my God. Religion just irks me. Like it just irks me. And I kind of get the people who try to step away from religion,
mm-hmm.
because of what religion has become because of religious people.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And even in that same thought, how does culture, like, okay, now we said, okay, we've spoken about how religion impacts,
mm-hmm.
but like now, how does culture, like the culture, the environment that you're in,
mm-hmm.
now, how does that shape now your definition of meaning?
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you discern meaning, well, the meaning of life from culture?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because... I'm again, a lot of the components of culture I'm very new to. I said this also in our episode with Michelle and Gudlan, like things like friendship and loyalty, and well, let me say friendship because that's a social dynamic,
mm-hmm.
and work, play, all of these elements that sort of form, let's say, Black culture or South African culture. Or all of these things, again, wow, I should have thought of this probably when we did the girl chat, because that's also something that's difficult to navigate in your 20s as well. What kind of culture, home culture as well, you know, the traditions in your home, the things that you're so used to, how does that, how do you derive the meaning of life from that? Allow me to think. Go ahead.
For me, when it comes to like, I feel like from our inherent essence, human beings, we are
inherent and essence mean the same.
Okay,
thing.
From our essence,
yes,
human beings, we aren't good people. From the beginning of time, we've not been good people,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like culture becomes now a construct, and a manner in which we live in harmony.
Okay,
because if there's no culture, there's no societal values or standards and so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
conflict is inevitable because inherently we choose ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So how now culture now gives you meaning is in a sense of because of the culture in which, for instance, our culture right now,
mm-hmm.
the way we're living right now, our culture has progressed not in the most positive way, in mm-hmm. the most negative way ever, because we live in a culture where image is idolized.
Okay.
You know, how you look, how you what you have, all those things, like image is idolized.
Mm-hmm.
So now people now who are born in this culture, if you see now the teenagers nowadays, the younger people nowadays, you can see morally they lack. You know them, the TikTokers.
What are a few people come to mind.
A few people morally, I give them zero. Suicidally, they are. Suicide rate is on 1,000%. Don't laugh, guys. It's not fun.
It's true.
So funny.
It's true.
Morally, they get zero. They suffer from more depression. It's not like depression was not a thing that never existed.
Yeah.
But it's more prominent now, you know.
You think it's influenced by the culture.
Yeah. Because the culture of image and self is so toxic. It's so toxic because if you do not have that image, if you do not have that, you don't look pretty. You don't have money. You don't come from a good home. You don't do this. You don't do that. You value that to the extent that you say, bye-bye, my morals.
Mm.
Because what is more important, what gives me more meaning, is not how I impact the world, but how I look to the world.
Mm-hmm.
What I have in the world. So, like, chasing that kind of forfeits a lot of things. And the thing is now, the way culture has moved, we are chasing something that is so unattainable that not attaining it leads to a depression that is not solvable. There's no solution to your sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's making you sad is unattainable.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize that and they don't see that, you know. So I feel like now that's how culture now impacts meaning, mm-hmm. you know, and how our culture has negatively evolved. Yeah.
Because back in the day, I really don't have many cares in the world.
Ubuntu was
that
it.
That did not cross my mind at all. At all.
Really?
At all. I was like, what the heck?
Culture njani.
Because to make such a conclusion, you have to consider the world as it is. And you have to consider individuals. Because to make a statement about depression versus, you know, culture and... you have to care.
Guys, like, I don't care about y'all. Die!
Did you literally say that? Yo! Hey!
She was like, okay, death of the spirit. That's what I mean.
Hey, death of the spirit. I did not say that.
She thought that.
Just because I don't care doesn't mean I want you to die.
Death of the spirit. Yeah, but I genuinely feel like now that's just like how culture thingy.
That's also, that was a very clear thought process.
Yeah.
You were very clear about that.
It was last minute. I think now, guys, we can move into memberships.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
We've been here for an hour.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all.
Sorry, guys.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
What the heck?
Yeah. So, so basically our memberships topic is going to transition so well into, like, the meaning, into the meaning concept, because our memberships topic is the philosophy of death.
Which, very interesting that you chose that.
Yeah.
Considering your...
My fear.
Yeah. Very interesting. So I think we clarified that there are two, let me say, toggles on our channel. There's one for support, which is the cheaper option, about 19 Rand, if we're not mistaken. That is not memberships, guys. Memberships is a little bit more than that. I think 140.
Yeah.
About 140. Speaking, so that allows you to see some BTS content, the conversation that we're about to have now, our apartment hunting series, hopefully, if we can agree on the apartment.
Guys, please subscribe to me. We can't afford where Kaya wants to stay. Kaya wants a penthouse. I can't afford a penthouse.
We can, guys. Please join channel membership. Please. Okay, we can. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Okay, so our membership topic is the philosophy of death. It comes the kind of comes into the meaning topic because we're talking about how you find meaning in different religions and not having religion. Now it's like, how do different religions define death?
Mm.
And what makes death, why do we define death? And now how would a person without religion, for instance, probably see death? So if you guys want to delve into that, subscribe to channel memberships.
Yeah.
Other members, see you there. Everybody else, sorry. Subscribe, like, comment, share, do the right things.
Bye. See you next Monday, 3 p.m. Bye.